This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A Syrian national wounded four children and an adult in a knife attack in a park in the southeastern French town of Annecy on Thursday, police said. They say some of the victims are critically ill in the hospital. The attacker was a Syrian national with legal refugee status in France, a police official told Reuters. He was not known to security agencies, and his motives were unclear, an investigative source said. French lawmakers learned of the attacks during their session.
À respecter une minute de silence pour eux, pour leur famille, pour que nous l'espérons.
The National Assembly president asked for a respect of 1 minute of silence for the families. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding and as authorities warn a river dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House says Russia's 15-month-old invasion of Ukraine will be top of mind when President Joe Biden hosts British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the Oval Office Thursday. The two leaders are also expected to discuss other issues such as China, economic security, and artificial intelligence. This is VOA News. U.S. news outlets are reporting that federal prosecutors have formally notified former U.S. President Donald Trump that he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials, adding to his legal troubles as he seeks the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The investigation by the special counsel, Jack Smith, has scrutinized Trump's handling of classified documents he brought with him to his Florida resort after leaving the White House. The Vatican says Pope Francis is awake after spending his first night in the hospital following a three-hour operation Wednesday to repair a hernia in his abdominal wall. Doctors say the operation, which also removed intestinal scar tissue, was successful and there were no complications. The pontiff will remain at a Rome hospital for several days. The Vatican was expected to provide an update later Thursday. Hazardous smoke from wildfires continues to hang over millions in the U.S. and Canada. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The air quality index exceeded a staggering 400 at times in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says the quality of the air was getting worse throughout the day Wednesday.
At 5 p.m., the air quality index hit 484, a hazardous condition that we are facing.
A level over 300 is considered hazardous when even healthy people are advised to curtail outdoor physical activity. In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever. I'm Mike Hempen.
A volcano on the U.S. Pacific island of Hawaii is erupting again. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Located on Hawaii's Big Island, Kilauea is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. But it's been silent since March, until early Wednesday when the U.S. Geological Survey says a glow was detected in webcam images from the summit caldera. They show fissures at the base of the crater generating lava flows on the crater floor's surface. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory says increased earthquake activity and changes in patterns of ground deformation at the summit started Tuesday night, indicating the movement of magma in the subsurface. The activity is all within a closed area of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and not threatening any communities. I'm Ben Thomas.
And recapping our top story, French police say a Syrian national wounded four children and an adult in a knife attack in a park in the southeastern French town of Annecy. Diane Roberts.